Thank you, Pastor. Everybody, praise the Lord. Now, we're talking about readiness. Say, I will be ready. Father, we thank you and bless your name. Great God, mighty God, powerful God, faithful God. We're asking that tonight, everyone that hears your word will be ready for that great, glorious, final escape in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, your word will jolt everyone, turn everyone, and translate everyone from what is past to the coming glorious future. Amen. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. You can sit down. Tonight, we're talking on readiness for the promised great escape. The ways of God are past finding out in your life, in my life, in our lives, anywhere you are. There are things that you might have thought, this is bad, this is terrible, but all that happens in your life, before I tell you, say, all that happens in my life is to prepare you to be ready. Amen. You will be ready. Hey, look at this man. His name is called Simon. The other name you know is Peter. He went to the seaside and fished and tried all the night, and he caught nothing. You say that is bad. I say that is what made him to wait until Christ came in the morning. If when he got there last night, fishing and fishing and fishing, he got all the fish he wanted, he would have gone home. Christ would not have met him there. But he caught nothing. The nothing that he caught made him wait, made him ready for the coming of the Lord there. You see many things happen in life, and you think, how can I interpret this one? How can I show this one? Those are the things that make you ready. And so Jesus got there, and this sad, empty failure of a fisherman, he was packing up in dejection. And Jesus said, can I seize your boat? He was ready. He said, well, I've used it myself, nothing happened, take it. And Jesus preached the word. And now Jesus said, launch to the deep, throw your nets. Lord, we toiled all the night, we caught nothing. That's actually what you made me here. If I had caught everything I wanted, you wouldn't have met me here. The failure in the night made him to wait for the Savior. That's why you are waiting for the Savior tonight. All the things in the past, the things that happened in the past, got you ready. And Jesus said, throw there. And he threw the net there. And he caught a lot. Tell me, all the fish he caught, they had been there all the time. But they escaped the net of Peter. When Christ comes to your life tonight, the success that had escaped you, look at it now, it has come. The healing that had escaped you, look at it now. The healing has come. And you've run here, run there. And the dominion, the power, the victory that had eluded you, escaped you. Tonight, it has come. The failure of the night made the man ready. And Peter forgot that lesson. How soon we forget. And he was following after Christ and following after Christ. And then something happened again. Christ died, was buried, and he was in the grave for 3 days. That third day, he just came out. He came out. And he came out so that he can come in unto you.
Amen.
Amen. But Peter said, I go a fishing again all the night. Let me remind you, if he had caught everything he wanted that night, he would have gone back home. But he tried, and his net could not bring in one single fish. He failed. It was that failure. It was catching nothing that made him wait again till the morning. You know, sometimes the failure of the past, the thing down there that you say, but why? I've tried my best, I've done my best. That was the thing that made him wait. It's getting you ready. I will be ready. I must be ready. And so Christ came. Children, have you any bread? Oh, do you see? Like the past, it has happened again. We caught nothing. He said, throw your net there. Somebody said, That's the Lord. And I say to you tonight, the Lord is going to make you begin afresh. Yeah. They threw their nets there and they caught a lot. And now Peter came. Number one, understand, if they had caught everything they wanted, the very hour they got there, they would have gone back home. Pentecost would escape them. And the great ministry that Christ was calling them to would have escaped them. But it was the failure of that night that made them stay. And then they caught. And the final thing is not just catching fish. And Jesus said, Simon, Peter, do you love me more than these? Yes, I love you. The yes was to make him ready. He asked it the second time. A question. Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than these? Yes, I do. It's that yes the Lord is trying to get out of you. And when you are ready. You know, sometimes you are not ready after the first question, after the first point. Sometimes you are not ready after the second question, after the second point. But the question, the third time it came, you'll be ready. I will be ready. Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Now, the more than this was not voiced out anymore, but it was ringing in the mind of Peter. Do you love me more than your net? Do you love me more than the fish? Do you love me more than the activity? Do you love me more than the fishing? Do you love me more than what you have caught? Do you love me more than what you are doing? The third time, at the third point, He has thought about it. He has thought through. You will sing through. I will sing through. And before he answered now, conviction came. He broke down and he said, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And now he said, feed my sheep. Ministry came. He would have lost that. He would have escaped that. The ministry, Pentecost, the plenty that came at Pentecost, the progress that came at Pentecost, the penetration that came at Pentecost would have escaped him. Were it not for the things that happened to make him ready? Don't wonder about the person's life. Don't wonder about the place's activity. God is trying to make him get ready. And I will not wonder about you, because I know God is making you ready. I don't wonder about them, anyone, because I know what you hear, what you sense, what you feel will make you ready. 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 Readiness for the promised great escape. In Luke chapter 21, reading from verse 36, Luke 21, verse 36, watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore. And that watch of Christ is for you, is for me, is for them, is for everyone. That you watch. You watch your ways. You watch your action. You watch that little thing in your mouth called the tongue. You watch the against the criticisms. Why did they do it like that? Why did they do it like that? Why did they go like that? Watch the criticism. You know, all these years we've been criticizing. We're criticizing the low, we're criticizing the high, we're criticizing everyone. We got nothing. Stop that. Watch. Watch your ways. Watch your action. Watch your tongue. Watch your criticism. And watch your heart, your heart, your heart. And watch against humiliation, that you don't now repeat the failure of catching nothing. Watch, therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy. You'll be worthy. I will be worthy. Worthy to escape all these things that shall come and to stand before the Son of Man. Tonight, we're looking at readiness for the promised great escape. The Lord has promised a great escape. As we look at the lives of men and women that had lived before us, the Lord promised them escape. Escape from the present danger. Escape from the painful disease. Escape from perpetual damnation. The Lord had given his promise that we will escape. You will escape. Where are you? I will escape. He has given us the promised escape, not just an ordinary escape, a great escape, a supernatural escape, heaven sent escape, it will come to your life. And now, readiness for the promised great escape. There are three things we're looking at. Number one, the wantonness that hinders the promised escape. It's there. The promise is there. The salvation is there. The forgiveness is there. The freedom is there. And now, there are things that hinder that promised great, glorious escape. Number one is the wantonness that hinders the promised great escape. Look at number two. Number two is the watchfulness. That's what Jesus said. If every Dick and Harry can get the great escape without watchfulness, Jesus would not have said a number of times, watch, watch, watch. The watchfulness that heals with permanent escape. Tonight, I escape. Number one, you're going to escape sickness. Yes. Sickness will escape you. Yes. It will take sickness from you. It'll take you from sickness. Yes. Tonight, you're going to escape all the painful suffering that you'll be going through, because today, the suffering will get out of you. The pain will get out of you. And if the suffering is, you know, is wasting time, is delaying, knowing tonight is my last night in this prison, if that suffering is not escaping immediately, you will take the initiative and you will say, sickness, are you not leaving? Okay, if you are not leaving, I am leaving you. You know, there are two ways. Either the sickness will leave, or you will leave it. Either the paralysis will leave, or you say, paralysis, are you still there? Did you hear the prayer? Did you hear the final amen? All right, if you are wasting time and you are not leaving, paralysis, I leave you. Yeah. Blindness will have to escape you tonight. Yeah. The last night for that blindness has now come. Yeah. Blindness, go. Yeah. And the blindness is still waiting there. I've been here for a long, long time. Well, if the blindness will not leave in good time, okay, blindness, I'm leaving you. Yeah. It's either Egypt will leave, or if Egypt is not leaving, I'm leaving Egypt. Yeah. Say a good Liberian amen. Yeah. Number two is the watchfulness that heals a permanent escape. Look at number three. Number three is the worthiness that holds the perpetual escape. Perpetual escape. That you escape today, and the things that live your life, they will not come back tomorrow. You escape this week. I remember today, the first day of the last month of this year, and all the things that have followed you until the first day of this last month, they have to leave tonight. If they don't leave in time, you leave them behind. Today will be the beginning of glorious life in your existence. This month will be the best month that you enjoy and ever live, in Jesus' name. Special day glorious day for the permanent, for the promised, great escape, the worthiness that holds the permanent, perpetual escape. Look at number one. Number one is the wantonness that hinders the promised escape. After the Lord had promised us the escape, the great escape, the glorious escape, there is the wantonness. How can I explain that to you? Wantonness, wantonness. Gideon had an army, thousands of them, 32,000 soldiers. And the Lord said, those who are afraid, tell them to check out. Those who are afraid, I may never get anything, I may never have anything. Those who are afraid, I may never win the victory, go back. And many people went back, but I stayed. I said, I stay. I said, I stay. Then God said, Gideon, all these thousands of people, let me test them for you. And he brought them to the riverside and said, drink water. The wanton people, they laid all their armor aside, they laid all their equipment aside, and delayed their vision, their focus, their destination. They laid that aside, and they knelt down wantonness, taking water, water, water. I don't know whether I'll get water again. Water, water. And God said, all these wanton people, all these people that sold themselves, and they sold their future, and they sold their victory away because of that water, bending down, swallowing, swallowing. Those are wanton people. Set them aside. They never got to the battlefield. They never got the victory. When you have anything, anything in life that you concentrate on, maybe water, maybe food, maybe whatever, that you are not gorging and gorging and gorging, and with both hands you are putting in them up. That's wantonness. It may be drink, it may be alcohol, it may be immorality, it may be fornication, it may be adultery. With both hands, both eyes, both ears, and with all your personality, you are just gorging, gorging. You are running after them. That's the wantonness. And the wantonness, those things you concentrate on, will hinder the promised escape. The escape is there. The promise is there. But when you bend down, when you kneel down, when you dip yourself, immerse yourself in the world, in worldliness, immerse yourself in all the pleasures of the flesh, that's the wantonness. Immerse yourself in all the bad, evil, immoral activities of the land, that's wantonness. It hinders you from the promised escape. All hindrances will be taken away from your life. Wantonness, drunkenness, smoking. They say smoking is okay. They used to say Indian hemp. Now, there's Liberian M. There's Nigerian M. There's Ghanaian M. There is criminal M. All the M's, Indian, Nigerian, Liberian, when you soak yourself in them, they take your attention. They take your life. And you're not able to wake up and say, there is a danger to escape. There is a damnation to escape. There is an eternal death to escape. And you're just there. That's what hinders the escape of many people. Today, you escape. All the wantonness, all the drunkenness, all the hard drugs, all the end, and all the evil things, the violence in society. Tonight, wantonness will not hinder you. Wantonness will not hinder me. Look at Mark chapter 4. I'm reading from verse 18. Mark chapter 4, verse 18. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word. No problem hearing the word. Here we are. And from the first day of this GCK, you have been hearing the word. Have you been hearing the word? And you're still hearing and hearing. This word that you hear will prosper in your life in Jesus' name. Now look at verse 19. In verse 19, and the cares of this world, that's the wantonness that hinders people's salvation. The cares of this world that hinders their repentance. The cares of this world that hinders their concentration on the word of salvation. The cares of this life, might be the little sin, have to, you know, put that there, put that there, put that there. I have to, you know, get this there, get, and the care for this life, the perishing life, the perishing world, they care for that more than they care for heaven. They care for that more than they care for life eternal. The cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. The deceitfulness of corrupting riches. The deceitfulness of the riches of the cosmos, of the world. The deceitfulness of riches. They think, if I get the money, I get happiness. No, sir. Money does not buy happiness. I had my brother there saying, joy, joy. My heart is full of joy. Joy, joy. My heart is full of joy. My Savior is ever near. That's the reason why my heart is full of joy. Money does not buy joy. A lot of people may have money, but they don't have happiness. They don't have joy. They don't have health. They don't have fulfillment. They don't have satisfaction. They don't have inner peace. But many of the people in the world, who knows somebody here, the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. That's why people are wanton. They're sold on the things of this world. And it is what hinders the promised escape in their lives. And then it says, and the lost, the inordinate desire entering in. It wasn't there before. Entering in, choke the word, and they become unfruitful. Those are the people, because of the lost, inordinate desire, inordinate ambition, entering into their heart, into their soul, into their mind, into their brain, entering in, hindered them from the promised escape. I remember Lot's wife, the promised escape. But the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, the riches that are burning up, and the lust, the desire for other things entering in, choke the word that the angel had given them. Look not behind thee. And when there's anything in life, like water, like food, like drink, like alcohol, like drugs, like hemp, like violence, like self-centeredness, all those things, when they come in, they choke the word, and then you are hindered from the promised escape. I will not be hindered. Now I know that too much water is good, too much of it, waterness, can get my tummy to bloat. And then the water is not used in the body, and it becomes a problem, and it hinders you from the promised escape. And I know now the food is good. Too much of it can make you to be like a glutton, and then it hinders you from the promised escape. Friends are good. Friends, too many friends. And there are different friends of different minds, different friends of different goals. Friends are good. But when there are too many, they pull you here, pull you there, everywhere, it hinders you from the promised escape. Many things in life, if they overload your life, overcrowd your life, and they take your mind, your attention away from the great escape the Lord had promised you, you might find out they hinder you. And tonight I pray for you. Amen. Everything that wants to take over your life, take over your attention, take over your destiny, the Lord will take it away from you in Jesus' name. Number one is the wantonness that hinders people from the promised escape. Look at number two. Number two is the watchfulness that heals with permanent escape. I've seen many people during these months and years of the GCK, they have received healing, like you are going to receive healing. Yeah. And from what I hear, their testimony, their healing has been permanent. Yeah. But what I see here in Liberia, your healing will be permanent. Yeah. I've seen those blind eyes open, and the blindness did not come back unto them. Yeah. Your blindness will not come back. Yeah. I've seen deaf and dumb, they have been healed, and the healing has been permanent. They're still hearing, and they're still speaking. I've seen the people that were born paralyzed, never walked in their lives, and then that deformity, that deficiency, that disease with which they were born, they came to the GCK like you came, and you will not go back home empty-handed. I've seen them, they have been healed, and their healing had been permanent. I want to say something before I say it. I need a good amen. I have seen, listen, those who are dead, and as we're praying, I will mention the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus brought them up out of death, brought them back to life. And they are still alive. I said, and they are still alive. The watchfulness that heals a permanent escape. Look at John chapter 5. I'm reading from verse 14. Look at verse 14. It says, afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple. Say amen.
Amen.
After this crusade, after the salvation, after the healing, where will Jesus find you? Think about that. Samson, after you got the power, we're looking for you. Where are you, Samson? Where shall we find you? He was in the chamber, in the inner room of Delilah. Thank God, God will not find me there.
Yes.
Say it for yourself.
God.
They beckon so as to betray you. God will not find you there.
Yes.
They attract to attack you. God will not find you there.
Yes.
They call so that they can crucify you. God will not find you there.
Yes.
The other people, they look friendly so that their lives will make you an object of fear. Fearing. God will not find you there.
Yes.
You understand? He was healed. He had had the problem, the sickness for 38 years. And Jesus said, will you be made whole? And the man said, I have no man. And Jesus said, but you have me, the man of Galilee. You have me, the son of man. You have me, the son of God. You have me, the healer, the deliverer. You have Jesus.
Yeah.
And tonight, it will touch your body. Tonight, it will heal you. And Jesus said, take up your bed and walk. Power came to him. Jesus didn't have to push him, didn't have to touch him, just the word. Take up your bed, rise up, walk. That word will bring healing to your life. That word will bring deliverance to your life. 38 years of paralysis went firm just like that. And tonight, at the mention of the name of Jesus, 38 years problem, 40 years problem, 30 years problem, 12 years problem, at the mention of the name of Jesus, it will vanish away in Jesus' name. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple. He will not find you in the nightclub. He doesn't come there. He says, if you are there, nightclub, you are there on your own. Whatever Satan does there with you, you are there on your own. If you go to Delilah's chamber, after you've got this great escape, you're there on your own, because the Holy Ghost will not go there with you. You'll be there on your own. But if you remain in the sanctuary, if you remain in the temple and Jesus finds you there, blessings will multiply in your life. Afterwards, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole. Who is that? I said, who is that? Tonight, you are made whole. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, you are made whole tonight in Jesus' name. Behold. Behold means, look at it. Check up yourself. Look at the hand. Look at the feet. Look at the tummy. Look everywhere. Look at your brain. Behold. Check it up. Look at it. See it. Behold, thou art made whole. I am made whole tonight. In my soul, I'm made whole tonight. In my spirit, I'm made whole tonight. In my body, I'm made whole tonight. Behold, thou art made whole. Then sin no more. I thought we were talking about healing. What brings sin? No more. Actually, there was no sickness on earth until sin came. Sin was what drew sickness and disease and calamity and evil and death upon humanity. And sin was the original cause, the original source of sickness. And now you got it for 38 years, but now you are made whole. I am made whole tonight. And it says, sin no more. What's that? That man in particular, he will remember what brought you to this, the tradition of his land. What brought him to this, the tribal conflict, tribal hatred, tribal humiliation of his time. We don't know for him. What brought him to this might be what he was eating. He was eating something that ate him up. There are some people, what you eat eats you up. There are some people, what they smoke burns them up. There are some people, the things they invite and the things they allow, they're the things that afflict them. Whatever it is, find out in your own life and sin no more. Let that sin come to an end. Lest a worse thing come unto thee. Worse thing than all that happened 38 years? No. I won't allow them. I won't allow them. Sickness, you know, evil spirit. Jesus said, when an evil spirit comes out of a man, he seeketh a hiding place, a lodging place, and finding none, he said, I will return to my house from where I came. He's taking the body of the man, his house, and every sickness that had left your body. Take that body like your house and lock the door. And he'll try to knock and come back. Sorry, Jesus is inside and evil will not enter again. Yeah, knocking. It's my house. I've been here for 38 years. I'm sorry, you are out forever. Jesus is inside. Drunkenness will not come back again. Jesus is inside. And marijuana will not come back again. You're free. I can tell when I hear the voice of a freed woman, I can tell. Your voice I hear makes me identify you. That you are the healed man. You are the healed woman. You are the free one. And the Lord will make your freedom permanent in Jesus' name. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto you. Look at verse 24. In verse 24, it says, verily, verily, certainly, certainly, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me. There is one good quality I find here in Liberia. And I'm going everywhere I go, my mind will come to Liberia. I will always remember you. I find people here, people that I find here, you hear the word, you just believe. Good quality. I pray that good quality will be permanent in your life in Jesus' name. Good quality. He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life.
Amen.
What do you have?
Everlasting life.
What do you have? Let the world connected with this GCK here. What do you have? And shall not come into condemnation. Condemnation is wiped away from your slate. But is passed from death unto life. Where are you? For life? Where are you? Lie? Where are you? Lie? Okay, I see that. There you are. Heaven, blessing, will locate you there. It tells us in 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5, verse 18. We know that whosoever is born of God, born of God. What's that? I remember when I was 20 years of age, I knew I was only born of the flesh, mommy and daddy. When I was 22, I was only born of the flesh, of man and woman. But one day came in my life, just before I became 23 years of age, like you are there tonight, your day has come.
Yeah.
And I heard the word of God, like you are hearing the word of God. And I heard, I believed, and that day, April 5, 1964, I was not only born of daddy and mommy now, I was born of God.
Yeah.
Your own day has come.
Yeah.
Whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. I need an amen there. That wicked one, when he touches somebody, cancer will come. When he touches somebody, HIV will come. That wicked one, when he touches somebody, wickedness will lodge there in his life. But today you are born of God. He will come. I said he will come. And he will think the way he used to touch you with cancer, the way he used to touch you with HIV/AIDS, the way he used to touch you with dimness of sight, it will stretch forth his son. Want him to touch you again. And then all you do is say, Jesus. Somebody help me call Jesus.
Jesus
will knock his hand out of your life.
Amen.
He will not touch me again.
He will not touch me again.
He will not touch me again. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. I say amen for you. I say amen for GCK Liberia. I say amen to those, for those online. The watchfulness that heals a permanent escape. Look at number three. Number three is the worthiness that holds the perpetual escape. You escape today. In life, you escape. After this crusade, you're going with the name of Jesus in your mouth. After this crusade, you're going with faith in Christ in your heart. After this crusade, you're going with victory all the way through in your life. The worthiness that holds the perpetual escape. Revelation chapter 3. In Revelation chapter 3, it says, remember therefore how you have received. Remember everything you've got during this time. It's about escape. The promised escape. The predicted escape, the prophesied escape, the present escape, the practical escape, the perpetual escape, the permanent escape. Remember that. Remember that. Everywhere you go, remember therefore how thou hast received and heard. And then it says, and hold fast and repent. Hold fast and repent. If you see that the buckle of your belt is loosening, to repent means tighten it up. If you see that your conviction is waning, going down, repent means shake it up. Find it up again and make it firm. If you see that your holding to the promises of God is going down, repent means that do that again and hold the promise of God with a firm hand. If you see that your reading of the word, reading of the Bible is going down, repent means bring back the good old days when you read and study and understand and immerse yourself in the word again. If you see that prayer is slipping away from your life, repent means bring back the hour of prayer, the time of prayer, the heart to pray, the vigilance to pray, and the concentration in prayer. It says, remember where you were, how you received, how you heard, and hold fast and repent. That's what we will do. Look at verse 4. In verse 4, it says that thou hast a few names even in Sardis. I need to read that again. Thou hast a few names even in Monrovia. My name is up there. Your name is up there. Heaven recognizes you. Heaven knows you. And if your name is not there yet, quick, 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 tonight, your name will be in the book of life. And God says, Christ says, he has names here in Moravia, here in the country Liberia, and here in all the countries of Africa. He has names in the book of life. And then it says, they have not defiled their garments. Give me a good amen. You want to come out of the house and you check your wardrobe and you pick a particular dress. What happened? The stain visible is on that dress. You drop it. You look at another one. It has stain. The cockroaches have been playing around that cloth. You drop it. Then you look at another one. No stain. No spot. Good. And that's how you came here today. Your clothes are wonderful. Because you dropped the ones that had stain. As you look at your life, your Christian life is like your garment, the robe of righteousness. You're not allow any stain to come on that robe of righteousness. And it says you have people, and you're one of the people, you have not defiled your spiritual garment. And it says they shall walk with me in white because they are worthy. They are worthy. They are worthy. The Lord will make you worthy tonight. Worthy to escape. Worthy to remain in the kingdom. Worthy to be a real child of God. That when the Lord looks at you, he says, that's my child, that's my child. And every prayer you pray, he will answer. And now I want to give everybody the opportunity and the chance that he'll make you worthy. I said he'll make you worthy. I said he will make you worthy. Jesus said, centurion, go ahead, I'm coming to your house. And the man, sincere, he knew his life, he knew his violence, he knew his wickedness, he knew his moral deficiency, he knew. And so he said, Lord, I am not worthy that you'll come to my house. But the centurion was not worthy, but you tonight, you'll be worthy. Yeah. Where are you? Yeah. He'll make you worthy. Yeah. His blood will wash every unworthiness out of your life. Yeah. You'll be worthy. Yeah. And when it comes to time to escape the danger, the damnation, the destruction that will come on all the world, the Lord will pull you aside. You are not part of them. They are not worthy, but you are worthy. Heads bowed and eyes closed. He wants to make you worthy, so that you will escape the damnation that is coming on the final day. Here is your chance. Here is your privilege. That Christ died for you. That he shed his blood for you. So that he'll make you worthy of that present escape. He'll make you worthy of the promised escape. It'll make you worthy of the perpetual escape. Worthy. Only Christ, by sacrifice on the cross of Calvary can make you worthy. Think about it. Look at your life. Look at your character. Look at your behavior. Look at your activities. By yourself, you are not worthy. But Christ, the Savior, Christ the Lord, is the one that makes you worthy. And you want to give your life to Christ right now so that he'll make you worthy. Raise up that hand. Raise up that hand. He'll forgive you. He will cleanse you. He will purge you. He'll wash you and make you as white as snow. Every stain in your life, every spot in your life, every condemnation in your life, he will take away. Raise up that hand. This is your moment. This is your time that Christ will make you worthy. Raise up that hand. If you're raising up your hand, you will stand up. You're raising up your hand, you will stand up. God bless you. God bless you. You're going to be worthy, worthy for heaven, even tonight. You raise up your hand. Tell the Lord, you see, by myself, I am not worthy. But only you can make me worthy. Tell the Lord. In my strength, by my efforts, by my churchianity, religiosity, I am not worthy. But only you can make me worthy. The adulterer is not worthy of eternal life. The fornicator is not worthy of eternal life. Only Christ, by sacrifice, by salvation that he gives you, can make you worthy. Accept. Christ has come. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and he opens the door, I will come in unto him. I'll wash him, I'll cleanse him, I'll bring him out of darkness into light and sup with him, fellowship with him, and make him worthy. He makes you worthy right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Yeah. Keep your hand up and keep on standing. Father, we thank you. What a great loving God you are. That whosoever will call on you, seek him, ask him for salvation, you will not deny. Lord, I pray, everyone that has sincerely confessed and believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, wash their sins away. Amen. Forgive all their sins. Write their names in the book of life in heaven. Make each one worthy of that escape from damnation. Thank you, Lord. Name we pray. Yeah. He has saved you. Say, I am saved. Say, I am saved. Say, I am forgiven. Say, he has made me worthy. God bless you. We call on an usher overseer to lead us now here so that after the counseling, we'll come back and healing. Somebody shout healing. Healing will come to you without any limit in Jesus' name.
You are saved. I say you are saved. So counselors, make sure that you get the names of all those people, get their particulars, so that we'll be able to assist them to grow in their newfound faith. Wherever you are, the counselors, please raise up your hands for the counselors to locate you. Counselors, move to them. If you are watching online and you gave your life to Christ, after the pastor's message this evening, there is a link, jckhq.org/connect, below your player. Please visit it and fill out the form so we can assist you further on your new walk with Christ. Also, if you are listening via the radio or television and you just gave your life to Christ, please send your name, your phone number, and your location address via SMS or WhatsApp to +234 915 444 9263. The number again, +234 915 444 9263. There will be a special for all those who gave their lives to Jesus right from the beginning of the program till tonight, 2 p.m. at the stadium here, below the VIP stand. We'll interact with you and also present a special package from GS to you. So make sure that you are there for us to attend to you. There will also be a special believers banquet for all those who gave their lives to Christ during this crusade. In all our churches globally, in the Alpha location here, the believers banquet will be on Sunday, 8 December 2024 at the Deeper Life Bible Church at Capital Bypass, opposite House of Parliament, Capitol Hill, Monrovia. On Sunday morning, at 7 o'clock, we expect you to be there. Please, counselors, we are waiting for you to get the names and particulars of the people who gave their lives to the Lord tonight. If you finish, you make us to know that you are through. Please give the right information about you, where we can locate you to assist you. Give correct phone number. Give your correct name and your correct address for your own good and for the good of the kingdom. Counselors, make us to know if you are true. And all those who are waiting, keep on praying that tonight you will escape. Counselors, if you are true, signify, let's know. If you are watching online and you gave your life to Christ after the pastor's message this evening, there's a link, gckhq.org/connect, below your player. Please visit it and fill out the form so we can assist you further in your new walk with Christ. Also, if you are listening via the radio or television and you just gave your life to Christ, please send your name, your phone number, and your location address via SMS or WhatsApp to +2349 15444 9263. There will be a special meeting, lunch hour with Jesus, for all those who gave their lives to Jesus tomorrow, by the grace of God, by 2 p.m. at the stadium here under the VIP stand. There will be a special believers' banquet for all those who gave their lives to Christ during the crusade at the Alpha location here on Sunday, 8 December 2024, the Deeper Life Bible Church at Capital Bypass, opposite House of Parliament, Capitol Hill, Monrovia. And all other locations globally, you'll be directed to where you are to meet. Counselors, are you through? So we call upon our General Superintendent to come and pray for us.
Time, moment of escape has come.
Amen.
Escape from sickness.
Amen.
Escape from disease.
Amen.
Escape from pain.
Amen.
I will get my miracle. Raise up that hand and lay the other hand where you have the challenge. Are you ready? Heaven is ready for you.
Amen.
When you hear the final amen, behold, the miracle has happened.
Amen.
Father, in Jesus' name,
amen.
You invited us to be healed. You invited us to be delivered.
Amen.
We have come. The young, the old, the man, the woman, everyone. You said, ask, and it shall be given unto us. We're asking now, give healing to everyone in Jesus' name. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, to the tip of your toe, Lord, I pray healing, deliverance come to everyone now in Jesus' name. Insanity, infirmity, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. Long-standing sickness, long-standing ailment, the hand of the Lord is touching you now. Be healed in Jesus' name. Swelling in your body, fibroid come out.
Hernia,
come out.
Amen.
Goiter, come out. Hunchback, come out.
Amen.
Elephantiasis, come out.
Amen.
All the swellings, be removed, be healed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Terminal disease, cancer, any stage, and all the other terrible terminal illnesses, the Lord touch you right now. The Lord cut off all that sickness out of your body in Jesus' name. Stiffness in your joints, ankle stiffness, knee stiffness, elbow stiffness, wrist stiffness, shoulder stiffness, any stiffness in your body, the Lord is touching you now. You couldn't bend, you will bend. You couldn't walk, you will walk. Lord, touch them. Bring the healing miracle right now in their body, in their joints, in Jesus' name. That short leg grow out right now and become equal with the other. Paralyzed people on wheelchair, I send forth the power of Christ from Calvary. I sent your body. Rise up and walk in Jesus' name. Everyone here, everyone online, everywhere now, receive your healing. Receive your deliverance. Receive your miracle. Lord, let there be a confirmation on everyone. And what you could not do before, now you have your healing. Now you have the ability. Now you have the strength. You will do it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Wonderful. You got it. I got it. I got it. You do what you are not able to do before, and anywhere you are, you've got the miracle. You check out your calm through that gate and all that. Come over here. The Lord has put testimony in your mouth.